Shas Illuminated presents the following shiur by Rabbi Moshe Dun Kestenbaum. Maseches Yevamos has been dedicated in honor of Rabbi Aaron Kaufman, Rosh Yeshivas Ateres Shmuel of Waterbury.
Today's daf is Kuf Tes, but we'd like to go back and share two ha'aras from the bottom of Kuf Ches Amud Beis. The Gemara says, B'shas HaSakana, in a time where it was dangerous to learn Torah, Nispaksha halacha zu, they were seeking out this halacha, the shaila, where a ketana who was married by her mother or brother went out from the first husband with a get, umisheni b'mion, and then she married someone else and went out with mion. Ma'u shetachsa l'rishon, can she go back to the first husband? Do we consider her a machzer gushasai? The Gemara says they hired somebody for 400 zuz, Chaviva Satira, and to send somebody to go to Aser Bakiva, who was in prison at the time for teaching Taira, and Rakiva said, it is Aser. And that's like we mentioned before, how we paskin, like the reason that Rava gave, because we're afraid that the first husband's going to try to get her to do mian to the second husband. However, the Gemara says that Rabbi Shmuel Ber Yosi holds that that was not the shaila that was asked, and Rabbi Shmuel Ber Yosi says it's pashut, it's obvious that in such a case she is allowed to go back to her first husband, and he says it's a kal v'chaymer leiser kares hitarta leiser lav lo koshekein. If mian is able to take away an iser kares, it's able to take away an iser of Ashes Ish, it frees up a married woman. So, Kavachaymer, it could free up an Isser of a Lav, an Isser of Machzer Grushasai. The way Rashi seems to explain the Gemara, the Kavachaymer, is that if Mian has the power to uproot the Kedushin to the second person, then certainly it has the power to show us that she's just a Ketana, whose Kedushin is not a real Kedushin, and the get that she received from the first husband is not a real get, to create her into the status of Machzer Grushasai. This L'chaira is not a straight Kal V'chaimer, a typical Kal V'chaimer, like the Lashon of the Gemara, L'Isser Karas Hittarat, L'Isser Lav Lo Koshekein. The Mian is not what's being Matir, directly the Isser of the Lav, the Machzer Grushasai. What the Gemara means, L'chaira, according to Rashi, is simply if the Mian has the power to uproot the Kedushin of an Ashes Ish, certainly that should be good enough to show us that she's not really engaged in a real Kedushin, and therefore the get from the first husband does not have the status of a Machzer Grushasai. Taisus as well brings the Rivant that is troubled by the Gemara's Kal V'chomer. And Taisus offers a completely different shot in the Gemara, and it fits beautifully in the Lashon of the Gemara. What the Gemara means is as follows. If Mian has the power to uproot the marriage in Ashes Ish, and we know it uproots the marriage as if they were never married, Mimela, there's Pashat, Kal V'chomer, there is no din of Machzer Grushasai anymore. The whole din of Machzer Grushasai is what? The man divorces his wife, and then she goes and marries somebody else. However, if she just is Mizana with somebody else, there's no more Isser of Machzer Grushasai. So Zakta Gemara, granted she was divorced from the first husband, but in the second marriage, if Mian has the power to uproot the Kedushin, an status of Ashes Ish, that she's allowed to marry someone else, so certainly it uproots a status that she was never married in regards to the problem of Machzer Grushasai, because since she was never married, so Mimela falls off the Isser of Machzer Grushasai. Again, the only reason Rabbi Kiva assert is because L'chaira of the Gezeira, that we're afraid that he's going to try to get back his wife, but in such a case, there's no din, there's no reason why we should aser because of Machzer, typical Machzer Grushasai. And Frek the Birkas Avram, what's the pshat in Rashi? Why does Rashi not explain the Gemara like Taisvis, a very simple pshat, that since the Mian uproots the second marriage retroactively, it's as if they were never married, and therefore there's no problem of a Machzor Gerushasoi anymore. So Zakta Berchas Avram, once again, we could say this is Tali in the Chakira we've had a few times already between the Pshat of the Grach, Reb Chaim, that Mian is an Akira Mikana Laba L'mafreya, versus the Stipler's Pshat, that it's a Gloimus L'mafreya, it's revealed to us that they really were never married in the first place. So Zakta Berchas Avram, according to the Mahalich of the Stipler, that it's a Gloy Milsel Mafreya. So then it's Pasha that Taisus is correct, that there should be no issue of Machzor Gerushasoi, because it turns out they really were never married at all. It was a mistake. We thought they were married. Once she does Mian, that it's like a broken Tznai. That tells us they really were never married in the first place. However, according to the Mahalich of Reb Chaim, that they were married. However, comes the Mian now and has the power to uproot the Kedushin retroactively. So Zakta Berchas Avram, one Ketaina Achidish, that even though the Mian uproots the Kedushin retroactively, and there's no more Isser Korva, there's no more Isser of marrying the relatives, that only is Legabe being Iker, the Halachos of the marriage that took place, because now we treat it like they were never married. However, the din of Machzor Gerushasoi, one could say, the Derech Chiddush, one could say that if she lived with somebody else as husband and wife, at that point, it's Chal, a din of Isser of Machzor Gerushasoi, and even if later on, the Kedushin is uprooted retroactively, it doesn't deny the fact that in the history books, there was a point where they were married, Derech Ish and Isha. And since she lived with a man, Derech Ishas, even though now we're uprooting the halachas of Kedushin, but since they still live together, Derech Ishas, it doesn't undo the mitzias, it doesn't undo the past. So we could taina that there's still an Isser of Machzor Gerushasoi that applies, and that would explain why Rashi and the Rivan did not learn the Gemara like Taisus. What is Taisus all? So either Taisvis could hold, like the Mahalich of the Stipler, that it's a Gloy Milsel Mafreya, or Taisvis could hold like the Mahalich of Reb Chaim, but certainly one could argue that even if the Akira is Mikana L'Bala Mafreya, we could still say that since L'Mafreya we uprooted the Kedushin, the Isser of Machzor Gerushasoi falls off, and the fact that in the history they lived together Bederech Ishas, it doesn't make a difference if right now we're Iker, all the dinim, all the halachas, as if they were never married. Going further, the Gemara continues that Rabbi Shmuel ber Rabbi Yossi says, L'shitasai, that it was a different Shaila that was presented to Rabbi Akiva, and the Shaila was, what happens if a girl is married to Eshes Achi Imai, a girl is married to his mother's brother, which is only a Shnia, it's only Nisr Durabanan, because Midaraisa, it's only Asr if a woman is married to his father's brother, not his mother's brother. And then his uncle, his mother's brother, died. And then she subsequently married Achiv Me'aviv, subsequently she married his brother from his father, Umeis, and then he died, and now she's falling in front of him for Yibam. But the problem is that she carries an Erva Durabanan because she is Eshes Achi Imai, because she was married to his mother's brother. And the question is, Ma'o Shetimayin Hashta, can she do Mian now on the original Kedushin, the original marriage to his uncle, in order that he should be able to do Yibam? Yesh Mian Lachar Misa B'Makom Mitzvah Olai. The Gemara presents the Shaila as whether you could do Mian after Misa in a place of a mitzvah, in a place in order that he should be able to do Yibam. Taisvis and Rashi both point out that we dafka asked this shaila by a Eishes Achi Imai, by a Shnia Inisar Durabanan. However, in a case where it would be an Erva Daraisa, then it's Pashat that it would be Asr to do Yibam. Miyun would not help altogether, because we already said earlier on Kuf Zayin Amud Beis that Miyana B'Yavam Asur Laviv, if she does Miyun to the Yavam, she is still Asr to marry the father, because she looks B'Shas Nefila Kikalasai. She looks like an Erva. And that's why a Gemara asked the Shaila Dafka by a Shnia Durabanan. Perhaps over here, the Makai Mitzvah, over here will be Mako, and we will not be Geyser on a Shnia Durabanan. And the Gemara says, following, that they asked Rabbi Akiva in the Beis Asurim, and Rabbi Akiva said, it's Asur. And the Pasha Pshat in the Gemara, and this Pshat is a Pshat that the Ramban, Rashba, Ridva all quote in the name of the Rif, is that the Gemara is saying that Ein Achinami, just like by Arayas Daraisa, we've already established that we make a Gzeira, that B'Shas Nefila, it looks like an Erva, and therefore Mian does not help to be Iker the Kedushin. So too, even by Shniyais, even by Arayas Darabanan, we also make the same Gzeira, that it looks like an Erva, and the Rabbanan were not more lenient by Isurim Durabanan. That is the Pashup Shah and the Gemara, and that's what the Rishonim quote, B'Shem HaRif. But if we actually take a look at the Rif in the back on Lamed Zayin Amud Aleph and Dafi HaRif, the Girsa we have in the Rif is that the Shiloh was not about doing Yibam to the actual girl, to the Eishes Achi Imo, but the question was, what about doing Yibam to the Tzara? Would Mian help to allow the Tzara to do Yibam? And the Gemara comes out that it's Asur. And the Rif explains that even though Mian can help after Misa in other cases, like the Gemara said earlier, according to Ula, which we paskin like, Mamenes af lezikasai, that's only where there's no issue of arayas. But over here, where she is an erva, although an erva derabanan, there the rabbanan would ask that mian does not help. Because, as the Rif explains, if we allow the tzara of the shnia to do yibam after the shnia does mian, then people are going to go ahead and do the same thing in a case of Tzaras Bitai, the Tzara of an Erva Daraisa. And like we said, we don't allow an Erva to do Mian in order to permit the Tzara, because it looks like a regular case of Tzaras Erva. The tremendous problem with this Rif is that the Rif himself in Dafi Arif Dalet Amud Beis paskins that there's no din saras erva on a shnia. A shnia, an erva derabanan. The Rif writes, the halacha is that tzara is aichai latzes, aimis yabemes. She is allowed to do yibam. So what is the pshat in the Rif over here? That we have a shayla, whether she could do mian in order to permit the tzara. And the Rif says, we paskin it's Asur, because otherwise they're going to come to be Matir Tzaras Bitai, which is not Mutter after Mian. But the problem is that by a Tzara of a Shnia, there's no need for Mian altogether, because there's no Din Tzaras Erva on a Shnia, as the Rif himself says. So how could the Rif paskin over here that she is Asur after Mian? Even without Mian altogether, there should be no problem of Tzaras Erva, since she is only Erva Derabanan of a Shnia. This question, you also find in Rekiv Eger, in Eben Ezer Kufayin Gimel, where he asks on the Beis Shmuel there that says that Sarah is not able to do Yibam as well. In the Gra over there in Kufayin Gimel Ais Chaf, who asks on the Bach that understands the Shita of the Tur, that the Tzara is Aser in Yibam. And the Gra asks that the Tur himself in the beginning of Kufayin Dalad, and as well this is a Psak of the Shulchan Aruch, that the Tzara of Ashniya is Mutter in Yibam. Oichai Letzes, Oimisya Bemes. So how could the Bach understand in the Shita of the Tur that we're going to Aser the Tzara in Yibam? A real Tzarech Ian over here. This is all, this Mahalich we've presented right now, the Rif, or the way the Rishayna bring the Rif, is that the reason why over here Mian does not help to permit the Eishes Achi Imai is because it looks like an Erva, or the Rif is Girsa, it looks like it's Saras Erva, and therefore he is not able to do Yibam. However, there's a completely different Mahalich in this Gemara, that the Ramban, Rashban, Ritva all learn the Gemara this way, and they explain that this has nothing to do with the fact that it's a Erva, or is it Saras Erva, but rather, paraphrasing the Lashon of the Gemara, Ein Mian La'achar Misa, that you can't do Mian after Misa. That after the first husband dies, there's no Makom for Mian anymore. And the Rishonim say that we said earlier on Kuf Zayin on the Beis, that Ula holds Mamenes Apla Zikasai, that Ula holds you could do Mian even for Zika, even after the husband dies. But Zakta Rishayim, that's only over there because she fell to Yibam. So since there's still a connection to the first husband that died, because there is Zika, so Mimela over there, she could still do Mian. She could still say she doesn't want the original marriage. However, over here in our Gemara, we're talking about where after first husband died, she already has married Achiv me Aviv, she has already married this person's brother. She's no longer in a matzav of Zika. So over here, Mian is not going to work. Mian can no longer work if there's no longer any Zika. And that's the way they explain the Gemara. So nothing to do with the fact that it's an Erva, even without the issue of Erva. The reason why Mian cannot be done is because Mian cannot work after Misa in a place where there's no Zika. And this Lachara, as Rishayim point out over here, is the way the Rambam could explain our Gemara. Because the Rambam paskins, we've brought this earlier, that the Rambam paskins that when a lady does Yibam to the Yavam, the Isser of Arias, Isser of relatives, only applies to the father. When the Gemara says it looks like Kalasai, it only applies Dafga to a father because it looks like Kalasai. But other relatives, the Rambam Paskins, we were not Machmer on, other relatives she is allowed to marry. And the question is that seems to go against our Gemara. The way the Rif learned our Gemara, the issue over here of looking like an Erva is applying to a case of Eishes Achi Imai, the wife of his mother's brother, which is not a case of Aviv, not a case of a father. So how could the Rambam paskin that the Isser only applies, the Isser that it looks like Arayas only applies to a Kalasai, to a daughter-in-law, and not to other Arayas? And the Rishayim point out that no, according to this Mahalech, there's no question altogether. Because the Gemara over here, the reason why Mian does not work is nothing to do with the problem of Arayus. The issue over here is because of Ein Mion Achar Misa, that once there's no longer a marriage and no longer a Zika, Mion cannot be effective, Mion cannot work. L'chora, according to these Rishayim, we have to say that they held that Shnia in Isser Darabanan, there's no issue at all of Arayus. There's no issue that it looks like an erva, because otherwise, even without the din, without this svara of Ein Mion Achar Misa, anyways, the Mion would not help. And that's why the Gemara specifically asked the Shaila by Eisha Sachi Imai, which is a Shnia, where we don't have the problem of the fact that it looks like an erva. The Gemara wants to know, over there, could Mion help by being Iker the Kedushin? And the Gemara says no. The Gemara holds it's Aser because Ein Mion Lachar Misa, that you can't do Mion when there's no longer any Zika. What is the Svara for these Rishayim that you can't do Mion unless there is still Zika around? So it's Mashma, if you take a look at the Ramban over here and earlier on Kuvzayim and Beis, that Ula holds that even though the husband died already, as long as there is Zika, she could say, I don't want the original marriage, because the original marriage is causing me to have to be zakuk, to have to be tied to his brother. So that's enough of a mion that she says she doesn't want the kedushin, because the kedushin is tying her down to the brother. However, in our case, where there's no issue at all with the original Kedushin, not to the first husband, and there's no Zika over here that she wants to get out of, that's tying her down, it's only after she marries someone else, she marries this person's brother who wants to do Yibum to her, and there's a Erva, there's a Shnia, Aveshes Achim Imo, so then she wants to do Mion in order to allow Yibum. In such a case, since there was never a problem with the marriage or the marriage causing a Zika, it's only later on just a way to be able to permit her to do Yibam. Therefore, you're not going to be able to Mion according to these Rishayim. I was thinking that according to the Mahalach of Reb Chaim, that Mion is Mikana La'abala Ma'freya. So then we could have said a different shot, different reason why Ein Mion Achar Misa, because Mikana La'abala Ma'freya only can work if there's something here now, if there's something here to be Iker. However, if there's no marriage anymore and there's no Zika, which is a leftover, which is an extension of the original marriage, there's nothing here to be Iker. So since there's nothing here to be Iker, it's not Shaykh Mion. Only according to the Mahalich of the Stipler, that it's a Glay Milsalam Afreya, that it's revealing to us they were never married in the first place, because the marriage is like a built on a Tanai. So then it's Shaykh to say that you could do me an Achar Misa. And the Chora from the factory shown him don't write along the lines like we just mentioned, like Reb Chaim. They only write because there's nothing that she's really protesting against the marriage, because it's not the marriage itself that caused her any problems, not to the first husband, not for the Zika. So in fact, they give that reason, it's mashma shtickle, not like Reb Chaim's Mahalich. We have to point out that the pashas is that the Rif that learns this Gemara because it looks like a erva or tsaris erva, l'chara, it's muchach, that the Rif does not hold like these Rishayim that hold Ein Mion Achar Misa, that it's impossible to do Mion Achar Misa if there's no Zika. The Rif must hold that it's even shaykh to do Mion in a place where there's no Zika. That's the Pashtas. However, the Yamshel Shlomo over here in Siman Yud Beis, Tainas, that really the Rif agrees to this Svara. The Yamshel Shlomo says this Svara on his own, that the Rif agrees to this Svara, that you can't do Mion where there's no Zika. And the reason why the Rif gives a reason that it looks like it's Saras Erva is the Rif is coming to teach us in another case where it's shayach mian. For example, the first husband, the achi imai, his mother's brother, had a brother, and after he died, she fell in front of him for yibam, and she did mian to him, and only afterwards she married this person's achiv mina'av. So in such a case, since the mian was done in a place of zika, the mian works, and nonetheless, according to the svar of the Rif, he would not be able to do yibam to her, because it looks like the tzara of an erva. To me, it's very hard to understand this Yam Shel Shlomo, because the Maisa of the Rif doesn't talk about this case. The Rif goes on our Gemara in a case where she only did mian after she married his brother, and there's no zika right now. So how could the Rif give the reason of the fact that it looks like it's Saras Erva if Bechlal, the mian, is not chal at all? The mian does not work at all. Tzarech Ian, the Yam Shel Shlaima. We will go forward now to Daf Kuf Tes. We'll begin with the Mishnah on the bottom of Kuf Ches Amud Beis. The Mishnah says, a Megarish is a Isha, someone divorces a lady, Vechzira, and then he returns her, Muteres Liyavam. If the husband dies, she is Muteres for Yivam. However, going to the top of Kuf Tes, V'Rabbi Elazar Aser, Rabbi Elazar Asers, and the Gemara brings a Braisa, that according to Belazar, she's Aser in Yibam, but she still does require Chalitza. And then the Gemara has a lengthy discussion as to what the reason for Rabbi Elazar is. And the first Pshat is the Pshat of Abai, that Abai says Rabbi Elazar is Mesupik in a Shiloh, whether Misa Ma'peles or Nisuan Harishainim Ma'pilim. Is it the Misa that brings her into Yibam, or is it the original marriage that brings her into Yibam? If it's the Misa that causes a lady to miss Yabim, so then she be Muteris in Yibam, because at the time her husband dies, she has a regular marriage. However, if it's the original Kiddushin that brings her to Yibam, so over here, at the time she was married the first time around, he divorced her, so she becomes a grusha. She's a grusha's achiv. And then, once she has the status of grusha's achiv, even though he took her back as a wife, nonetheless, she's still usher in Yibam. This Gemara needs further clarification. The typical example, the typical case where we apply the concept of Nisuin Arishayna Mapilim is the Gemara earlier on Yud Gimel Mar Aleph, that a man, let's say, is married to two women, and one of the women is an erva to the potential Yavam, to his brother, and the other one is not an erva, and he divorces the erva, and afterwards he passes away. So according to the opinion that holds that Misa Ma'peles, we only look at the time of the Misa. The Misa is what brings her to Yibam. So at the time of Misa, she was no longer a Tzaras Erva. And therefore, the brother is able to do Yibam to the remaining wife. However, according to the opinion that holds Nisuin Harishayna Ma'pilim, so since while they were still married, she was a Tzaras Erva. Only afterwards he divorced her and then he passed away. But since that original marriage, she was a Tzaras Erva at one point, so she retains the problem of Tzaras Erva even after the Erva was divorced and he passes away. That case, we could easily understand the concept of Nisuin Harishayna Ma'pilim. Why? Because the Pashup Shot is that according to this opinion, we look at the marriage, and it's the marriage that brings the woman to Yibam. And since this marriage was a marriage of a Tzaras Erva, So such a marriage cannot bring her to a matzav of Yibam. However, Frek de Berchas Avram, earlier on Daf Yud Gimel, Frek de Berchas Avram, that over here, the first, when is she falling to Yibam? She's falling to Yibam from the second time that he married her. He married her, divorced her, and married her again. So the Kayach of Yibam is coming from the second marriage. In the second marriage, there is no problem altogether. Time he marries her, it's irregular, it returns to the status of Eishes Achiv. The problem was only at the time when he divorced her at the end of the first marriage. So why does that cause a problem for the Yibam, even according to the opinion that holds Nisuin Arishayim Apilim? Because it's not this marriage that's coming to Yibam. It's the second time when he marries her that brings her to Yibam. So there should be no problem. So what's the pshat in our Gemara? Because of this question, the Birchas Avram offers a different understanding in this machlaikas, whether Nisuin Arishayim Apilim or it's Misa Mapelas. The Pashup Shah is like we explained, that the Shaila is, do we look at the marriage as the Gairim, as the cause for the Yibam, and that marriage has to be clean of any issues in the Zika, any issues in the relationship? Or do we say Misa Mapeles, that we only look at the time of Misa, that's what's bringing her to Yibam, and if at the time of Misa she's fit for Yibam, so then it doesn't make a difference if in the past, during the time of their Nisuin, there was an issue with the relationship. However, the Birchas Avram offers a different shot. The Shaila, the Machlaikis, is how does the Heter of Eishes Ach come about in Yibam? The Torah says, one of the Arayas of the Torah is Eishes Achiv, comes along the Torah and says, B'makom Yibam, as we know, there's a mitzvah to do Yibam, and it overrides, there's no issue of the Isser Eishes Ach. But the question is, how exactly that works? The Pashup Shah, and that's the opinion of Misa Mapeles, is that it's a Gzeiras HaKasev, when the husband dies in a matzav that's Aimei, that's Ra'i for Yibam, when the husband dies, the Isser Eishes Ach falls off. At the time of Misa, the Isser Eishes Ach falls off. So according to that opinion, there's no problem in the case of our Mishnah where he marries her back, because right now, when he marries her back, at this point, he dies, the Isser Eishes Ach falls off. The same thing like the case on Daf Yud Gimel, where the Erva was divorced. Since at the time of Misa, the Eishes Ach falls off, here's the Yibam, there's no problem. However, the opinion of Nisuim Arishayim Mapilim holds, it's not the pshat at the time of Misa, the Eishes Ach becomes mutter. The pshat is that at the time they're married, there's never really a full-fledged Isser Eishes Ach. There's always a built-in heter that this lady has, that if she falls to Yibam, the Eishes Ach is not going to be Aser. So it's not the pshat that there's a new heter at the time the husband dies, but rather at the time while they're still married, we look at the Eishes Ach as an Eishes Ach with a built-in heter that's permissible, b'makom Yibam. So Zok de Berchas Avram, since at the time he divorced her, he put her in a matziv of Eishes Ach, which is not Ra'i for Yibam, because she's no longer married. So, Mimela, this is an Isser Eishes Ach that's Chal completely, an Eishes Ach that has no Heter Yibam built into it. So, Mimela, according to this opinion, she is going to be Aser, even after he marries her back and passes away. It doesn't help, because she already had an Isser Eishes Ach on her, an Isser Eishes Ach that didn't have in it a Heter Yibam. Mashenkin, again, according to the opinion that holds Misa Mapeles, the death is what's Matir, the Eishes Ach, completely. So we don't care about the fact that the Eishes Ach, the Isser Eishes Ach before, was fit for Yibam, was not fit for Yibam. the din of heter comes completely at the time of Misa, and Mamela, we don't care that she once was a Grushas Achip. And the same way, we have the Machlekes earlier on Daf Yud Gimel, when the Erba was divorced, and then afterwards the husband dies, is there a problem anymore of Tsaras Erba? According to the opinion that holds Misa Mapeles, there's no problem, because the time of Misa, it's Mater the Isra Shesach. However, according to the Mandamar, holds Yisuan Arishainim Mapilim, since at the time the husband was still married to the Erva, the Tsara was in a Matzav of Isra Shesach that didn't have a Heter Yibam built into it. So Mamela, she's Aser forever, even though later she is no longer a Tsaras Erva. A very similar mahalich to the Berchas Avram is found in the Imre Maisha in Simin Tesvav. There is really so much to discuss in this sugya of Nisona Rishayna Mapilim, much of which goes back to the Gemara's earlier on Daf Yud Gimel, on Daf Lamed. But just to share with you one well-discussed shaila, well-discussed question on the sugya, the Achrayim asked the following shaila, the following kasha. We know the halacha is that if a person had children, but they passed away, and then afterwards he dies, the halacha is that his wife falls to Yibam. We look at the time of Misa, whether he had children or not. So even if he had children, but they died, there's still a mitzvah of Yibam. So frek d'achrayim, according to the mandam or the holds Yisuan Arishayim Apilim, why should there be a mitzvah of Yibam? At the time he had a child, while they were still married, there was no mitzvah of Yibam. And we've said that according to the mandam or the holds Yisuan Arishayim Apilim, that if there's a problem, if there's a ma'akev, if there's something that would not allow, would not cause Yibam, so then she is Aser in Yibam forever. So, Mimela, it should be a problem. Since he had a child while they were still married earlier on, so that should be a problem, that she should be Aser forever, even after the child passed away. So what is the pshat in the sugya? The Teretz Lechaira is Pasha, and we'll say over Be'erach, the Mahalech of Rabbi Ochanan, and Kaivitz Aretz, Simim Vav, that the din of Nisun HaRishayim HaPilim is not that right now there's a mitzvah, there's a din of Yibam. Certainly the mitzvah of Yibam only begins once the brother, once the husband passes away. But rather the din of Nisun HaRishayim HaPilim is a pshat that it's the marriage that creates the Zika, that's creating the relationship between the lady, and the future Yavam. And we already take into account the din Zika already while they're still married. But the actual nefilah, the actual mitzvah of Yibam, certainly only begins once the husband passes away. So Mimela, when there's a problem of Erva, or Tsaras Erva, which is a problem in the Zika, it says that there cannot be a connection between this woman and the Yavam. So Mimela, we have to deal with that problem already while the husband's still alive, according to Mandam and Holds Yisur and Arishayim Mapilim. However, the fact that Yesh Leibanim, the fact that he has kids, that's not a din bechlal in the Zika. That's a halacha of when there is a mitzvah of Yibam. There's only a mitzvah of Yibam if there are no children at the time of Misa. If there are children at the time of Misa, then there is no mitzvah of Yibam. But that is not relevant to us while the husband is still alive, whether it's Yesh Leibanim or not. That's only a din bechlal on whether there's a mitzvah of Yibam at the time of Misa. So therefore, there's no issue, even according to Manda Amar, of Nisun HaRishayim HaPilim, of the fact that at one point he had children. The same way no one would ask a question, that how could you say Nisun Rishayna Mapilim? I, while the husband's alive, there can't be a mitzvah of Yiva because right now she's an Ashesis, right now she's married. The answer is Pashat, because this is a lady that's Aimet Omedesli Yibam. If there'll be a mitzvah of Yibam when the husband dies, she'll be Aimetesli Yibam. So there's no problem, there's no chesaron in the Zika. So too, the fact that she has a child now is also not an issue by us, as long, because right now there's no mitzvah of Yibam, it's only judged by the time of Misa. So Mamela, this lady also is Rai for the mitzvah of Yibam if the husband dies without children. And this makes sense even according to the Mahalech of the Berachas Avram and Imre Maisha, because this Eishes Ach is considered an Eishes Ach Sheyesh Laheter, because it's not a problem, not a chesaron in the lady, in the Isha, in the Zika. It's only a Shaila of whether there's a William Mitzvah or not of Yibam, and that's only decided by the time of the Misa. In the last case of the Mishnah, there's a very interesting discussion. The last case of the Mishnah, it says, Ketana shesi'a avia v'nisgarsha, a ketana that her father gave over, even into nisuin v'nisgarsha, and she got divorced. Ki yisayim b'chayav, she has a lacha of an orphan in the life of her father. She has a dinam of yisayima v'chzira, and if she goes back to the husband, divrei akol, asur liyavam, everyone agrees she'd be asur to the yavam. And the reason being that her first kedushin that went through her father was kedushin daraisa, and she was divorced from that. So now it's grushas achiv. And going back to the husband is only kedushin derabanan, because she is no longer in the father's rishus to marry her off. And therefore, it's not going to help to permit her for Yibam. And Rashi writes, how was this Ketana, how was she divorced from the first marriage after Nisuin? Rashi writes, Kibel Avia Gita, her father accepted her get. And we see from Rashi, like the Achronim discuss, that Rashi holds even a girl who was given over by her father in Nisuin, the father still has the power, still has the ability to accept her get. And this is well what seems to be what Rashi holds in Sanhedrin on Nun Hayim Abayz, and later on in Sanhedrin on Samach Tes Amar Aleph, where Rashi writes in the case of a girl who's 3 years old who is able to be Miskadeshes Bibia in Yibam. So Rashi writes that her father could accept a get for her. And this is a case of Yibam, which is a full-fledged marriage, like Nisuin. And yet Rashi writes that the father is able to accept the get. And the problem is that it seems to be a big stira in Rashi's, as the Bach over here in Ais Aleph asks, that Rashi in Ksubis on the Mishnah on Menvavim Abayz, Rashi writes over there that after Nisuin, the father is not able to accept the get, because after Nisuin, he has no rishus, he has no power over her. And this as well, where Rashi writes in Kiddushin on Mem Gimel Amabayz. So we have a big stira in Rashi's as to whether a father who gave over his daughter in Nisuin is able to accept a get on her behalf. Rabbi Kiva Eger as well over here in the Gilyan Hashas is mitzayin these different Rashis that contradict each other. So what's a pshat? What is Shitas Rashi? The Shara Melech in Hilchas Gershin, Perek Beis, Halacha Yidches, brings down the Maram Yipadava and Simen Tes Vav. Many Achreinim bring down this Maram Yipadava, who answers that there's a difference between a ketana and a nara. He explains that Rashi in Ksubis, Amen Vavam Beis, when he says a father is not able to accept a get for his daughter after Nisuin, is talking about when she's a Naira. When she's a Naira, she has her own yacht. There, her father is not able to accept a get after she already was given over to Nisuin. However, Rashi over here in our Mishnah, as well as the Rashis in other places where Rashi writes the father could accept the get, are clearly talking about cases of a ketana, like our Mishnah. And there, Rashi holds by a ketana, her father is able to accept her get. Fascinatingly enough, this Shaila, whether a father could accept a get for his daughter who's a ketana after Nisuin, is actually Suffolk. Tysus clears the Shaila in Kiddushin on Daf Yud Amar Aleph, Dibra Amascha Umakabo, and Tysus brings Rabbeinu Yitzchak, who held that after Nisuin, the father is not able to accept the get, like Rashi and Ksubis that we brought. And he brings a Raya from Yerushalmi. The truth of the matter is that this Shita of Rashi over here is very difficult to understand. Why would a father be able to accept the get after Nisuin? Once there's Nisuin, she goes out of the Rishus of her father. So it's really hard to understand what Taisa Suffolk is in the first place, and certainly hard to understand Rashi Shita over here, that a father's still able to accept the get after Nisuin. And Baruch Hashem, I saw the Birchas Avram in Kiddushin over there in Daf Yud, is bothered by this question, that what's it sad to say the father could accept the get after he gave her over to Nisuin. And he suggests the possible svara that since the get is coming to permit the Kiddushin that the father gave her over in, so part of the geder, part of the power of a father giving over his daughter in Kiddushin, built in there is that he has the power to receive the get, even though for other halachais, the father does not have control over his daughter. But Lamaisa, he says it's tzarech ian, really. One final ha'ara on Rashi over here is we could ask, even if Rashi holds that the father is able to accept the get after he gave over his daughter in Nisuin, but what forced Rashi to say that the father accepted the get versus explaining, or at least adding, that also the girl herself could have accepted the get? Now, can a regular ketana who's, let's say, divorced from Erison accept the get, or only her father could accept the get? So it's really a stira in the very same Rashi in Kiddushin on Mem Gimel on the base, Rashi Dibra Maschel He. And Tysus over there writes that Rashi changed his mind. Rashi originally held that by ketana, only the father could accept the get, not the ketana. And then Rashi changed his mind and held that a ketana could also accept the get. So l'chaira, it's tzarech ian, according to what Tysus says is Rashi's final shita, that a ketana could also accept the get. And that's a ketana who's being divorced from Erison. So certainly then, a ketana, in our case, who's being divorced from Nisuin, would be able to accept her own get. So why does Rashi Dafka say that the father accepted the get? Unless we would say that Rashi over here is going like Rashi's first Havamina, his first Shita, that Rashi held that a ketana from Erison, only the father could accept the get. And we would say a chiddush, that according to Rashi over here, even a ketana from Nisuin, only the father could accept the get, and not the girl herself. We're going to now move forward to the bottom of Kuftes Amin Aleph with the Mishnah. One of the cases in the Mishnah, which we have a Machlaikis, Rav Gamliel, and Rav Eliezer, is a case of two sisters. One sister is a Gedaila and married in a regular Kiddushin Daraisa, and her younger sister is a ketana who is only married mitar rabbanan. She was married, let's say, by her mother or brother. And the husband of the gedayla dies. And now this gedayla, the older sister, falls in front of the brother of her husband, who is married to her younger sister in Kiddushin Durabana. Hence, she is an Achos Isha Midurabana. So therefore, we have a problem of Yibam. On the other hand, she's not an Erva Daraisa, so she would definitely require Chalitza. So it's a question as to what to do L'Chadchila. Rabbi Eliezer holds Melamdim as a Ketana Shetimayimbo. We teach the Ketana to do Mian. As the Gemara explains, even though normally we frown, we do not encourage Mian. Over here, for B'makai Mitzvah, we encourage her to do Mian. Why? Because if she does Mian, if the Ketana does Mian, it uproots a Kiddushin retroactively as if she was never married. Memela, the sister, is no longer considered an Achos Isha, and therefore the brother is able to do Yibam. However, Gamliel says, no, we do not encourage her to do Mian. Rashi explains, like the Gemara later on, Yisrachik Adam min ha-mi'unim, that we distance from Mian because maybe she'll regret that she did Mian when she gets older. And therefore, Gamliel holds, we do not encourage her to do Mian, even B'makom Mitzvah. And if she does Mian, she does it. And if not, she waits till she gets older. And when she gets older, when she becomes Bas Mitzvah, her sister, the one who fell to Yibam, will go out because of Achais Isha. And Amir Tzashem will discuss later the Shita of Gamliel. Now, according to Rabbi Eliezer, holds that we encourage you to do Mian. Taisvis earlier on Chavtes Amar Aleph, Dibra Maschel E, asks an obvious kasha. How could Mian help over here? We learned earlier in the Gemara on Kuv Zayin Amid Beis that even according to Ula that holds Mamenes Af Lizikasai, Mian does not work for the Yavam to uproot the Kiddushin of the Erva in order to imata the Tzara's Erva, because B'shas Nefila, she looked like a Tzara of an Erva. B'shas Nefila, Niris, Kitzara's Bitai, like the Gemara said earlier. So the question is, the same thing should apply over here. At the time, the Yavama, the sister, fell, she appears to be a Erva. Now, later, when her younger sister does Mian, now it takes away the problem of Erva, but it should be too late. It shouldn't help, because B'shas Nefila, she looked like an Erva, just like we had the problem earlier, that B'shas Nefila, she looked like a Tzara's Erva. So what's the chiluk between the case before? And Taisus over there gives an obvious teretz. We will explain it with a little addition as follows. We learned in the Mishnah before on Kuf Ches Amud Aleph on the bottom that if the girl does Mian while her husband is alive, so then there's no more Isser Krivim, there's no more Isser of relatives because the Kiddushin is uprooted L'mafreya. So we see clearly when Mian is done while her husband is alive, then people realize that it's uprooted retroactively. It's only an issue when the Mian is done after her husband passes away. Then it's a problem that it looks like a Tzara. There, it's not as clear to people that Mian could help to uproot the Kiddushin L'mafreya. So Memela, it's Pasha, we could say over here, that granted this Erva, this Achos Isha fell to Yibam, but her sister, her younger sister, is still married to the remaining brother, and she's doing Mian in his lifetime. So there, we assume that people understand that Mian works L'mafreya, works retroactively. Memela, people will understand that her older sister is no longer an erva anymore, and retroactively she is no longer considered erva, and therefore she could fall to yibum. Memela, we don't say the gzera that she looks like an erva. One more ha'ara over here in the shita of Rabbi Eliezer. The Gemara asks on Rabbi Eliezer from that which Bar Kappara taught, that a person should always cling to three things and distance himself from three things. He should cling to three things, to chalitza, haval shalom, making peace, hafaras nadar, and he should distance from three things, mian, pigdainais, and arvainais. So how could Rabbi Eliezer encourage mian of iktana if Bar Kappara taught that one is supposed to stay away from mian? And the Gemara answers, mian de mitzvah shani. Mian for the purpose of mitzvah is different. And like Rashi explains in the Mishnah, that we encourage mian over here because we want to allow the sister to be able to have yibam. So the Marsha asks an obvious question, that not only did Bar Kappara say to stay away from mian, he also said one should encourage chalitza rather than do yibam, like the Gemara brings on the bottom of the Amud, that Abba Shaul says that someone who has in mind for ulterior motives in yibam, not to perform chesed for his deceased brother, it's ki'ilu pogea be'erva. The Torah only was matir, the erva of Eshes Achiv, for a mitzvah l'shem shemayim of yibam. So Frechter Masha, how could the Gemara ask a kasha from Bar Kappara on Rabbi Eliezer from mian? Apparently Rabbi Eliezer does not hold like Bar Kappara's memra, because he clearly argues with Bar Kappara in regards to chalitza. Rabbi Eliezer holds you do mian in order to allow yibam. So the Marsha answers that the Gemara is not bothered by the fact that he argues with Bar Kappara's memra in regards to doing chalitza, because that is a machlekes tanaim on lamites on mabez between Abba Shaul and the Rabbanan. According to the Rabbanan, it is a mitzvah to do yibam over chalitza, and therefore Rabbi Eliezer argues with Bar Kappara's memra. The Gemara is only bothered by the fact that Bar Kappara said that you should distance from mian, that we do not find anyone arguing with, and therefore it's not mistavra. Rabbi Eliezer argues on that part of the memra, and that's why the Gemara has to answer, mian de mitzvah is shani, is different. One final ara for now, for today's shiur. Abba Shaul said, HaKoynes is Yivimtai, L'shem Noi, L'shem Isus, L'shem Davar Acher, Kilo Pagea Be'erva, V'kara Be'enai Lias Avlad Mamzer. It's close to my eyes that the child is like a mamzer. And I believe we can understand this Abba Shaul from an incredible Zayar. I don't learn Zohar, but I once was Zayche to chance upon this Zayar in Parshas Vayetze, in the new Zayars that have the Perish Musak Midvash. It's on page Tuf Ayin Beis. And the Zayar writes how our maisim, our actions, are tali in our hirurim, are tali in our thoughts. And he brings down yibam as an example, that when the person does yibam, he has to have in mind that he's doing it l'shem his brother, that the child should be al shem his brother. The Chinuch writes in the mitzvah of yibam, mitzvah tav kuf tzadi ches, that the maisim tovim, the good deeds of a child, are a schus for his father, and the purpose of yibam is that the child from the yavam, his chusim, go not to the biological father, but to the brother that passed away. That's where the schusim go to. It's considered like he's a child of the deceased brother. And this is what he has to have in mind, Zok the Zayar, when he does yibam. And the Zayar expounds over there on the concept of the importance of hearer, of what a person's thinking. And he brings in the page before that this is what happened with Reuven and Yosef. When Yaakov married Leah, he really thought that he was marrying Rachel. And Zakta Zayar, that his machshava, that Yaakov Avinu's machshava on Rachel had power and came to fruition later on, that when Yosef later on was Zaycha to the Bechaira, he was Zaycha to the double portion of Menashe and Ephraim, and it was taken away from Reuven, that really, in the Olam HaMachshava, Yosef HaTzadik was the Bechar, because Yaakov Avinu's mind, his intention, was to be taking Rachel, not Leah. And that's the Chaira, the understanding of Abba Shaul, that if his mind is not L'shem Mitzvah, that he's doing it for his brother, then he's doing it for himself. And Mimela, it's a erva of Eshas Achiv. And in the Olam HaMachshava, Zakt Abba Shaul, that Hashkafically, the child is Karayv Liyais Havlad Mamzer. This is a Mayredika lesson to us, the power of our thoughts, the importance of our thoughts, and not everything is just by what we're doing, but what we're thinking about and the kavanos that we put in to our ma'asim.
You have been listening to the Shiurim of Shas Illuminated. Shas Illuminated is a non-profit organization dedicated to broadening the learning of those studying the Daf worldwide. If you would like to make a donation or to dedicate a Daf or Masechta, please visit our website at shasilluminated.org or call 203-312-SHAS. You can also email us at shasilluminated@gmail.com.